Welcome to Take on the Lake. I've got a story for you.
Hey everybody, welcome to Take on the Lake with Lake Expo. I'm Nathan Bechtel. Thanks for joining us. In the studio today, we have some folks from CADV, Citizens Against Domestic Violence. And if that's the first time you've ever heard that acronym, well, it won't be the last because we're going to say it a lot actually today during the episode, but also because this needs to be an organization that you're more aware of. Frankly, even if you know and love CADV or if you've never heard of it, hopefully this episode is going to share a little more about what Citizens Against Domestic Violence is doing. This is an organization that's near and dear to my heart. And then they have a really important event coming up. So we're going to talk a little about that and just their impact to the Lake community, because it is outsized, sadly needed, and growing, I would say, in importance. And so that's kind of going to be our topic today. And want to welcome you, ladies. I'll go ahead and introduce yourselves and we'll just kind of jump in.
I'm Cherie Keeley. I'm the executive director at CADV.
Okay.
And I'm Michelle Cook. I'm on the board of directors at CADV.
Very good. Thank you for being with us today. So, Cherie, you are the executive director and you have been the executive director since?
2017.
Okay. And I've heard your background some before that, but you have a pretty diverse background, but you want to give a quick snapshot on where you came from and how you got connected with CADV?
Yeah. So training-wise, I'm a clinical social worker. And so I did therapy for a while. I did residential programs with children. And then I went to a health system and worked with an integrated health system. And then that's when I returned to Missouri.
Okay, great. And then Michelle? Connection with CADV, background, how long have you been on the board?
So I'm on in my fifth year. We can serve for 6 years. So I'm in my second term and next year I will term off, sadly. But I've been a past president. I've been recruited as secretary several times and am currently head of the fundraising committee. Mm-hmm. So with Jenna. So, okay. Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember the first time I ever heard about CADV, but I remember at Lake Expo coming across CADV from time to time, whether it was a press release or some event or something, and being just kind of vaguely aware of it and that it did some things at the lake, but I didn't really know what. I would say, honestly, Cherie, and I've said this before, that I think your organizational kind of prowess really has helped many, many more people know why CADV is needed and the kinds of things that y'all are doing there. And obviously then that helps with the fundraising side of it, because the work that CADV does is not free. So anyway, I'll just commend you on that. That's not even a question. I'm just going to say well done on that, because of you, I've learned a ton more about CADV, really care deeply about it. My wife has gotten involved with CADV, has gone and gotten to sit with someone who was a victim at one point, like in the hospital, and got a call. And so she's gotten connected. I know other people that do the same thing. And so there's a lot of folks in the community on various levels that I think have come to understand, know, and care about what you do. But maybe for people that don't, give us a quick elevator pitch, the snapshot of what CADV does.
Okay. So I think it's important to start with CADV has been here 41 years this year. And that's a big deal because in Missouri, only 50% of the counties have the services that we provide. So it says a lot about this community and how they embrace our mission. So we serve victims of domestic and sexual violence, also clients that have been trafficked. And we provide emergency housing if that's needed, and it's a secure setting. You have to be buzzed into this building. Once you get in the building, you can leave at will. It's not a jail. It's also a very comfortable environment. It's very home-like. It's not institutional. The intention is to surround the victim and support them. Mm-hmm. And environment helps with that. We serve the victim and their children. And we provide intensive crisis intervention. We assist with safety planning, which is a really important part of domestic violence. They bring their children, so we work with their children as needed, because you're helping to break the cycle of violence. And that cycle is pretty intense, and it actually, just recently, we had someone that finally left her abuser after 11 years working with us. Mm. She continues to work with us, but that tells you how difficult it is for victims to take that stand. And she's working with one of our community-based advocates now because her abuser continues to want to control her, and yet she is divorced at this point. And so, and he wants to control visitation with her children and things like that. So we support victims and become kind of a lifeline for them. We go to court with them as needed, and that's really scary for victims. So it's an important service that we provide. We also provide weekly empowerment groups. And again, domestic violence is about isolation and secrecy. And so this is a platform where victims can talk about what they've been experiencing and get support from others and ideas of how to move forward.
I think what's so interesting to me is that people come from diverse backgrounds. So for people that are in healthy, like grew up in a really healthy home, had a really beautiful childhood, I feel like that's me. Great parents, wonderful wife. Nobody's got a perfect marriage, but a really wonderful marriage. Like for people that are in these situations where you can't really even picture what it would be like to be in that, it's hard to recognize that the kinds of situations that you guys deal with really do exist. That's at least was, I won't say that was my struggle, but like it takes a minute to wrap your mind around the fact that A, that there are really, really bad, and I'm not just talking about like, you know, husband and wife or a couple that kind of like argues about some things, but like violent situations that people are in and are in for a long time and that end up involving the children a lot of times. And that like you talk about the cycle, a lot that I've learned about that is this, I don't know if we call it an inability or an unwillingness or a blend of those or something else, but to get out of it, there's a stickiness to those kinds of relationships where it's like, you're like literally being harmed badly and you should go and like not be harmed and like protect the kids and all these things. And it's just really, really hard to do that. And so I say all of that to say for some people that have been closer to those situations, they recognize that this is a reality. And I think for other people, you have to kind of stop and go, this is not my reality, but this is a reality that happens in our community a lot. Mm-hmm. Too often. Mm-hmm. One time is too often. Again, we all wish that CADV didn't even have to exist, right? But what I've learned is that you guys stand in a really important place where there's, I mean, criminal things happening to people, right? Like,
absolutely.
Like abuse and violence and these kinds of things. And you stand in a place where you can, A, you shelter people. I've been through the shelter. Do you call it a shelter or what's the term?
We do call it a
okay,
shelter.
I couldn't remember if that was the term yeah. that you like to use for it or not. But I've been through there and you're right. It doesn't feel clinical at all. It feels like a large home with private living bedrooms, right? And a nice big living area and a kitchen and all that. So I think you do a great job of helping people. It's a place where you actually go and it's almost like you're just staying in a safe home.
Right.
So anyways, that's just my reflection on what I've seen, how I've learned about it some, and then what I've seen CADV doing. I don't know. You have anything to add to that, Michelle?
I think you hit on a really key point. It's really hard for people that grew up in a stable environment to even picture this happening in their brain. And it happens, you know, you could be walking through the grocery store and the lady going down the opposite aisle is a victim and you would never know it because it's not something they're proud of, obviously. And it's something that is, it's about control, like Cherie said, and they are beaten down to the point where they don't feel like they deserve to exist. And to get yourself back after that is huge. And the role that CADV plays in that is crucial, you know, between the emergency housing and then how to get back, you know, how to get your credit back. So how to get a job, how to get a car, you know, those type of things on your own. If you are in that position, especially as a woman, and there are men that are abused too. I mean, this is not a one-sided thing, but, you know, and then you involve the children and pets are huge in this equation too. I mean, anything that you love, they will use it against you. This is not a normal thing. This is not your standard, you know, leave it to beaver environment. This is something, but it is something that's very real and happens every single day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and again, like I said, I grew up in a really stable home, but I know one family in particular who lost a daughter to this kind of situation, and yes. they've spoken at CADV. They're at the brunch every year. Mm-hmm. I know another family that was very dear to that we lost because it was related to a very violent abuse kind of situation. So it is very real, and it isn't just kind of a one-off thing.
One thing that I learned as a board member that really shocked me is, you know, you think of these abusers as, you know, like biker looking, you know, just really rough. No, these are people that look like, you know, they're bankers, they're investment advisors, they're whatever, you know, I mean, they're insurance salesmen, they're, you know, groomed very well, they're put together, they mm-hmm. present themselves as very kind and concerned, and it's all a facade. But mm-hmm. you know, perception is reality. So until you dig under that, you don't even know that it's there.
Right. Right.
Well, and I think it's important to remember that domestic violence is not a one-time act. It's not a one-off thing.
Yeah.
It's an intentional pattern of behavior that is intended to control and coerce a victim. And it's ongoing. Physical violence isn't the majority of what we see. It's psychological, emotional, financial's huge. Sexual abuse, you know, it's all a part of it. And they use, like Michelle was saying a minute ago, they use whatever they can to get that victim to do what they want them to do. So it's really attacking the core of a person. And, you know, a few years ago, Morgan shared her story, and she grew up in a home like you described. Her parents, I know her parents. They're solid people. And she grew up in good values. She dated her boyfriend for 2 years. Then I think they were engaged for 2 years. And then they got married and they moved in together. And as she said, it really was as soon as they got married that it switched. Mm. They hadn't lived together before. So he was able to hide a lot of that from her. Mm. But he never physically abused her, but he psychologically and emotionally, she was distraught. And this was she's a trained nurse. She was a strong woman, grew up in good values. And her parents, her mother in particular, I remember, said she wondered if she had raised her wrong because she taught her to be a compassionate human being. And she felt like that's what he preyed on. And he was a missionary. Mm. So, you know, it was like the perfect, they had a gorgeous wedding. But he, you know, she ended up after a 5-year legal battle getting away from him and getting there. She was pregnant when this all started. Hmm. And she was able to get that child away from him as well.
Well, those kinds of stories, I think, help anchor the stuff that CADV and CADV actual employee people whose job is CADV and also volunteers who help in various capacities, the kinds of things that they're doing. And one thing that I love, because we were going to talk about the brunch a little bit, which is coming up, that is October the 22nd at Regalia there on Horseshoe Bend. It's an annual event, arguably, I think, like maybe the biggest fundraiser event, charity fundraiser event at the lake, like single event. I guess the shootout is a big charity kind of event thing,
yeah.
But for one charitable organization, as far as I know, it's the biggest event. I mean, it feels like it gets bigger every year or most years. Like,
we're trying.
We need even a larger convention center than the Regalia.
If someone has a pool barn, just let me know.
Right. Giant, giant, vast territory. Yeah, because it is, it's a big event. It's a well-attended event. And every year at the event, somebody shares their story mm-hmm. of how they've been helped. And often that's recorded. Mm-hmm. Like TV, I know in the past has helped you guys sort of shoot that and
yes.
edit it and stuff. And they play that. It's always extremely powerful.
Yes.
And then typically that person comes on stage afterwards, or at least sometimes. Okay, yeah.
Sometimes.
Last
depends.
Year, I think yeah. they did.
Did not.
Year before they did.
Year
Last
before.
Year, they
okay.
did not.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah. So some years, at least, we get to see them. I remember one year, I think she had her baby with her or something. And anyways, it's really cool to just hear those stories. Cool is a terrible word for that, but it's powerful,
it's
important,
yes.
and touching. Yeah.
It makes
to hear
you
those stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. It anchors again, the work that's happening and makes you go, oh, wow. And again, the details they've shared in those stories, help you to sort of work out how it happens a
right.
lot of times.
Right.
Right. So yeah.
Yeah. And the victim, for them to be able to share their story in that platform, it's been so interesting. It's liberating is the word that they use. And again, if you go back to what domestic violence is, it's about secrecy and isolation. This is a place where they get to say what happened. Nobody's telling them it isn't true. And people are listening and respecting them. Mm. It's powerful for them.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, yeah, I mean, every time I've been there and gotten to be witness to that, it's always... it's a tearjerker for sure. Yeah, and I think for everybody, for the nearly 1,000 people in that room, it is amazing. I mean, the amount of support that that event gets and there's not really another one like it either, which is kind of cool. I mean, it's a brunch styled event. It's set up in the way that actually the old March of Dimes event used to
Signature
be.
Signature Chef?
Yeah.
Kind of. Except for the table decorations.
Yes, right. That's an upgrade. but what I mean by that is that around the, for folks that haven't gone, around the perimeter of the room, there are restaurants from around the lake community that have basically come and are serving really great food.
Right.
And so you could just, you can just go to town. I mean, when you come to the event, there's a moment where we kind of release some of like the top sponsors and everybody else gets to go. And man, it is just like, you just fill the plate and then you go back and you fill the plate again and you get to eat at all the restaurants that you want to eat at over a year's period are all there in the room. And I mean, I think, you remember how many restaurants were last year? How many do you have signed up?
It was at least 30 something, right? We had about 34 last year, maybe 36. And we're pacing towards that again, probably between 35 and 40 is what we're anticipating.
Yeah.
Last year, we had 800 attendees. We had 80 rounds of 10. We're looking to increase that hopefully by about 5. So we'll have a little bit more if we reach our goals, which hopefully we will. It's a sock hop theme this year.
Yeah,
so one thing
right.
you really didn't touch on was every year it's a different theme.
Right, right.
And everybody goes all out for the theme. And we do announce it at the end of this year's brunch, what next year's will be, because everyone wants to start planning ahead of time. So basically, everyone, there aren't individual tickets. It's all by sponsorship. And so mainly area businesses sponsor the tables. They all come in and do their take on the theme of the event in decorating their tables. And one thing a couple of years ago, through a couple of suggestions from community members, was incorporate CADV's wish list into those table decorations, because we were noticing, you know, they were throwing away $100 worth of stuff that they just bought for the event to make it cool. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why not turn that into things that can be used at shelter? So that has been great. I know a couple of years ago when we introduced that, we did the princess theme, the wish upon or dreams come true because of you. And there were castles and moats built out of toilet paper rolls and laundry detergent and all different things like that.
Wish list. Explain what you mean by that.
Wish list is everyday things that are very expensive that we go through at a rapid pace at shelter. So toilet paper, paper towels, feminine hygiene products, anything like that, cleaning products, laundry detergent, pet food. I mean, you can go to the website and see a full list, but I mean, just t-shirts, anything, you know, because when people come to shelter, they are most times coming with the clothes on their back and that's it. They need everything.
Right.
So, you know, anything like that goes a long way. And every year it seems to increase a little bit, but we collect between about $5,000 and $7,000 in those items then that we don't have to spend money on. And you did touch on the unrestricted funds. The reason that this event is in its 24th year and is so successful because of the way the community embraces CADV. These are all unrestricted funds that are raised for shelter. So these can be used at our discretion for the needs of people in shelter and what services they need. So it doesn't have to be used on infrastructure. It doesn't have to be used on brick and mortar, on salaries, which is where most of the government funding that we have comes from.
Yeah, so when you get a lot of government funding to help with CADV.
But that is specifically used for specific things and cannot be used for anything else.
Right.
So if someone needs a gas card to get to work, we can't use VOCA funding for that.
Right.
That's for, you know, it's very different. And it's all tracked and audited. So it's, you know, you have to really mind your P's and Q's on that one. But this is all unrestricted money, so we can use it directly for client services and whatever their needs are that day.
Yeah.
So it goes
I mean,
way.
Like the federal fund or the government fund stuff feels like it helps with the sort of big predictable things. And then, but yeah, as you're saying, it's messy because sure. all like your like gas cards. And I mean, these people are in the midst of relationships and come with nothing and all kinds of stuff. And so there's myriad needs, and the brunch helps CADV be able to go, yeah, we can help with that. Right.
Yes.
Is that a exactly. right way to put that?
Yes.
And you know, another thing we haven't talked about, abuse is bad enough, but what I've seen over the 8 years I've been here is the poverty on top of it. So we really have people that are climbing out of a big hole. So having discretionary funds is helpful in kind of getting past that. There's also lots of community resources that we connect with or and programs to get some of those needs met. So it's collaborative as well.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that's, again, that's the ultimately the why behind the fundraiser element of the brunch is it helps you do some of the work that otherwise would, well, it would be impossible without exactly. this kind of donation.
Exactly. The shelter would be there and would, you know, have the, you know, limited services that most shelters, I mean, this shelter, as Cherie said, we are so fortunate in our community to have because there's outreach programs, there's, you know, different transitional housing, there's different programs that because of the support that we have from the community, that we've been able to extend services beyond just shelter.
Right.
If those all went away, then we wouldn't be able to do that.
Right.
And everyone would feel it, you know, whether, yeah. you know, indirectly or directly. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. So this year's theme.
It's a sock hop.
It's a sock hop. That's right. That's right. So
do you have some music?
We're going to have to lay some track down here shortly. And that's going to be fun.
It will be.
It'll be interesting to see how people interpret the
correct.
Sock hop
it
theme.
Always is. So mm-hmm. yeah, we're looking forward to it and the creativity that comes along with it. And like you said, I mean, it's a brunch. It's 11 o'clock start. People will come in about 8 o'clock, start decorating their tables if they didn't the night before. And by 11 o'clock, the presentation starts. By 1 o'clock, we're doing the live auction. And by 1:30-ish, everyone's out the door. I know Dave and I looked up last year at 2 o'clock, and the room was empty except for the hotel staff and us.
Yeah, it's run pretty crisply.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm the MC. I've been the MC the last couple years, at
yeah.
least.
Yeah.
And with my with one of our other staff members at Lake Expo, Stacy Johnson.
Yes.
She's awesome. So I kind of feel like
we love Stacy too.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. And we've had a blast getting to MC the event because it's just the energy in there is just
yes,
super fun.
It is.
It's just a really good time.
Well, and I can tell you from the committee standpoint, we look forward to seeing how you two are going to come dressed for the event as well,
gosh,
because you have done it in style the past few years, I must say. So,
yeah, we have some ideas. So, I mean, thank goodness for Amazon costumes. And
absolutely.
Things, right? But yeah, so we get there and it kind of opens and people mill around, mingle a little bit, and then we run the program. And I mean, we get given a pretty strict script on how it needs to go. So the point of all that is it's in the middle of the day. It's in the middle of a work day.
And we respect
and you can,
that.
Yeah, right. And you can actually, you know, get back to it after
right.
that. Sometimes I don't
As
want
most,
to,
right.
but you know, you can also just take the rest of the day off. That's
exactly.
also acceptable,
you know,
right?
Because you will be in a food coma to an extent if you did it right.
Yeah,
so, you know, there is
right.
that on top of it as well.
Correct. But either way, it ends, yeah, by about 1:30 or so.
Right.
And every aspect of it is fun. I would say, obviously, like the live auction is kind of the last piece of it. And that's a big piece of the fundraising element. Some people are not there for the live auction. I mean, there's
right.
almost 1,000 people there. Not everybody's going to be in the live auction. Some people leave early. I would encourage people to stick around just because it's kind of fun. Even the energy of, you don't have to bid. I mean, if you can't bid, don't, you know,
and
whatever.
You never know what's going to happen. So
you never
it
know.
Can be entertaining.
Last year, some interesting things happened
yes, they
during
did.
The live auction.
It was quite surprising.
Yes, it was. That Taylor Swift autograph.
Yes, for $10,000.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That was good.
Eat your heart out, Patrick Mahomes.
Uh-huh.
I don't think any of his weighed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that one was Jeff Tegadoff. I'm just going to put
was,
him out there.
It was.
And he was
for
like,
his daughter.
My daughter needs this.
Yes, she did.
That was pretty funny.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was good. But there were several things that went
yes,
for a lot.
They were.
So I don't think we. Do you ever tease out what's in there, or you kind of keep that under wraps?
Right now, we're still working on collecting
okay.
items. We're really focusing, again, on experience items. Those that tend to be the things that
yeah.
really go well for us. So we've got a great committee of about 12, 15 people that are really working hard to get some of those items secured. And there might be some trips to Columbia in there. They're for certain sporting events in the future. Mm-hmm. There might be some things like that. I don't know. You know, but stay tuned. There'll be more coming out.
There were some cool experiences last year. Getting to read the descriptions of those, like
some local
those
restaurants, really step up and offer some really unique, exquisite experiences for people to purchase. So, there's going to be more of that. We did replace the silent auction this year, though. We're not going to do that again. And keeping in mind that it is a short window of time to get all of this crammed in. So we basically replaced that with a raffle ticket. And those are available now, actually. We are raffling off a half a side of beef, which is farm-raised, grass-fed, black Angus beef. I said it.
You got it. Nice.
Which includes the processing. It's about a $2,500 value donated by Mead's Farm. And those are $10 each. And those are available currently at the Central Bank main branch in Osage Beach, at Oak Star Bank in their main branch in Camdenton and Lake Ozark, and then Sunrise Title in Sunrise Beach. And they're $10 a ticket. All of the money, everything was donated, the tickets, the prize, everything. So all the money goes back to CADV. So we're really hoping to sell out of the tickets. You can also purchase them online at cadv-voc.org. And you can just click on there. It'll take you right to the page and you can purchase your ticket there as well. Or we'll have them, whatever's left at the day of the event, we will draw that day. You don't have to be present to win. We will find you. And we just hopefully people have fun with that and gives them a little bit different something to wager on, I guess.
That's so. That's a good raffle. That's a nice donation.
Yes. We were very pleased with it. Grateful.
Good stuff.
Very grateful.
We probably need to talk about some of our sponsors.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Our title sponsor is, again, the Law Office of Barbara Van Tine.
Yep, she's been doing that for a while. She's awesome.
We are so grateful for Barbara each year. She just continues to stand up with victims of domestic violence. So really excited about that. And then our event sponsors
are Above and Beyond Roofing, Central Bank Lake of the Ozarks, Coral Reef Seafood, Duncan Diamonds and Fine Jewelry, and Jolly Rogers Grub and Grog and Jolly Rogers Charters. And most of those have been with us at one level. All of them have been with us at one level or the other, but a few new ones stepped up to the event sponsors. We opened up a few more spots, and we've got several coming in at the diamond and gold and silver levels. They're basically coming in daily. So we're not sold out yet, but we are filling up.
Okay.
And so you hopefully, if you were a previous sponsor, you've been contacted by someone on the committee, and we are in process of contacting new businesses to the area and different things like that. So if you've been before, let your friends know how fun it is and that it's, you know, it's an in and out. It's a great way to take an extended lunch break and go back to your rest of your day, whatever that is, and support a great cause while you're doing it.
Yeah, so. For businesses, I think it's a fun way too, to just like bring the staff or part of the team. Or
make
whatever.
It a party. Make it a fun outing for the group.
Yeah, and the gals in the group, I mean, our gals love to get there early and decorate the table with the theme and stuff. So in the checklist, the wish list, I mean, where do you get that?
Online as well.
Okay, that's on the website.
Yes.
Okay, so people can go look at the wish list, because the idea is incorporate stuff from the wish list into your table decoration.
Correct.
So make the table decor fun and sock hop-ish.
Right.
Made that word up just now.
And, works.
And but incorporate stuff from the wish list into that, because that way you're not just dumping all these decorations in the trash or sticking them in your office closet where you will never use them again.
Right.
But instead, at least a lot of them will go to CADV and actually be helpful. So that's actually a brilliant way to kind of pivot that.
It
so
is.
Yeah,
that,
but
that came from the community, which I just love. Three members of our communities talked about our brunch and said, why don't they incorporate some of their wish list items? And so we lifted it up and we're doing it.
Yeah.
So
love it. That's very smart.
To what people say.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's good.
Well, and another thing to let businesses know that are thinking about sponsorship and maybe be on the fence, we do have 70% tax credits available that can be applied to that. So if you do have a Missouri tax liability, this is a great way to offset that and direct where you want your tax dollars to go. So that can be helpful to many businesses in the area, I'm sure.
Let's reemphasize that, because that's actually a huge deal. That's a state tax, right? Not estate. It's Missouri tax.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes.
It's Missouri tax. If you have Missouri tax liability in your business, your donation, explain the tax credit thing. Probably everybody that's smarter than me that's listening goes, why do you need this explained? Obviously, dude. But explain how that works. So, gold sponsor at $1,500.
you get to apply that $1,500 and you get 70% tax credits. Now, it's for individual or business.
Oh, okay.
So it's
right.
It's either. But if you purchase it online, even and you decide to pay the fees, even the fees are included in mm-hmm. that. And, you know, it's a simple process. You fill out an application. We'll send you a thank you letter. You'll get a tax application. Fill that out. It comes back to me. I process it, send it to the state. You get a certificate and give it to your CPA, and it helps.
And that's tax credits. It's not deductions,
credits.
Which deductions
right.
are nice, but
right.
it's credit. So like a $1,500 gold table sponsorship, that credit is like over $1,000 mm-hmm. in credit mm-hmm. against the taxes you would owe.
Right. Correct.
So huge deal.
Yes.
Like, that's a really, really
yes.
cool deal.
And it's huge because it's because of our location. Because we are in a rural area, that's why we get 70% tax credits. Mm. In St. Louis and Kansas City, they get 50% mm. tax credits. So it's a big deal. So I love for our community individuals and businesses to take advantage of it because
yeah.
it's a great thing.
We've been trying to turn the volume up on that. That one's hard to explain.
It is.
Because it's...
Yeah,
and it's also
it
just something, right? Yeah, and taxes, and you know, my eyes
right.
glaze over like
exactly.
instantaneously on this.
Right,
thing. But it's money. It's like actual money.
Yeah,
that
yes.
you're donating to something really important.
Well,
you're having a great experience at the brunch, and you are getting a major benefit to your tax liability on the state level.
Sure.
So that's a huge deal.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
Anything else that we want to highlight for the brunch, for CADV generally, other ways people can connect maybe with CADV or help or volunteer or serve?
So if people want to reach out to CADV, they can, through email, they can do info@cadv-voc.org mm-hmm. or they can call our shelter at 888-809-SAFE. 7233 and talk to anybody there. They'll get them where they need to be connected. And volunteers is a really important part of our business. We have 9 staff. Last year, we served 725 people.
Oh, my goodness.
So it takes more than those 9 staff. So people having interest in the work that we're doing is helpful. Even things like helping, like doing something at the shootout, because we get money for hours, volunteer hours. At the shootout.
Right, if you volunteer at the shootout, you put CADV
right.
as your
CADV is the
beneficiary or whatever of your
yeah.
hours.
Right.
I mean, so there's all kinds of ways you can support our organization. Just reach out to us and we can kind of talk through that with
you. Yeah, you don't have to be like a trained...
Not for that at
right.
all. If you work directly with a victim, we have
right.
good training. And so we're not going to throw you in the fire.
Sure,
you know,
right.
you would be supported that way. But
right.
yeah. The other thing, I wonder, do we do a teaser about next year's theme?
Might be heading out westward Ho, maybe?
Oh, okay. That's a good teaser.
And we're focused on the victim.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. More to come. If you want to know what that teaser is about, you come to the brunch.
Come to the brunch, and
me and Stacey get to announce it. Somebody does
yes,
at the
yes,
very,
yes,
very,
do,
very
yes.
end.
Yes.
Another reason to stay to the very end through
yes.
the live auction, even if you're not
yep.
bidding, you get to hear next year's
yep.
theme. And again, that is always fun. People get excited about that. And I message Stacey, and I'm like, all right, we got to start shopping for the end of the
so, as do many.
Yes. So great. Well, thank y'all for the work that you do and the way that you connect the community to this organization, because I think that is so key. Is it's not CADV isn't happening in some kind of little quiet isolated corner of the lake. It's very much you've brought the community into addressing this real problem, a real need, and really, you know, not leaving people in that, but being there as a resource when even though sometimes it takes years for people to make that decision, but being there as a resource and encouragement and not even just a shelter, but as a place that equips them to move on to what's next, career, job-related skills, financial help, even like groups that they can meet with and get support. So thank you for the ways that you work tirelessly on that, but also the ways that you bring the community into that. I appreciate that. And I know that so many have been helped by that.
Yeah. I'd like to say one more thing.
Sure.
I really like to acknowledge Michelle. She has been the chair of our fundraising committee for 2 or 3 years now. She and Jenna share that. Michelle is just, she's incredibly organized. She's got high energy. And I know that it's a lot of work and that she takes it personally. You know, she wants this to be good because she knows it's going for to victims. And she, you know, I'm so grateful for you. So thank you for stepping up to that role, because I know it's a challenge and I appreciate it.
It is, but it's worthwhile because it is doing so much good for so many people that wouldn't otherwise have it. And having served as a previous board president, and that role is really you're more in tune or involved or know about more day-to-day things happening than the rest of the board. It's an eye-opener because, my goodness, the things that you and your staff deal with, people have asked me why I didn't go on staff, because I don't have the demeanor. I would probably be in jail, to be quite honest, because I know the work that they do and the things that they are able to navigate and come out positively on the other side are just so commendable. And I give them kudos every day because the work that they do is so important to so many, and it wouldn't be there without them. So
good stuff. You guys are rocking it. Keep it up. Listen, folks, you need to go to the brunch. So it's going to sell out. It's going to happen. And you're going to regret it if you're not part of helping sell it out. All right. So you can go to cadv-voc.org and you can sign up there. You could just Google CADV Lake of the Ozarks. It might come up. You could go on Facebook and find it. There's all the places. We're promoting it at Lake Expo.
You can text CADV Brunch 25 to 76278.
There you go. CADV Brunch 25 to 76278 if you want to do it that way. There's all the ways. So no excuses. All right. People should go to the brunch. They will not regret it. And it's going to be a really great time. I mean, I'm planning on having a great time.
Yeah.
So
me too.
It's going to be good. Yeah, it'll be good. So thank y'all for coming on. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of Take on the Lake. If you would, subscribe, whether you watch us on YouTube or Facebook, follow us, whether you're listening to us on the podcast apps, go ahead and actually push the subscribe and follow button on there so you can stay tuned with the latest episodes. And appreciate you tuning in. Share this with the friends. This has been our Take on the Lake. Stay anchored. Stay curious. See you soon.